Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Chaf, the second to last daf here in Maseches Pesachim, and we will talk about the sugya of what is the Iker Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, because we eat matzah at two intervals at the Seder, right? We eat matzah at the beginning, right at the beginning of the meal, and then we eat matzah again as Afikomen. So what is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah? As we'll see, that is a Machlokes Rishonim, and it comes up on this daf, right here, the second to last daf in Pesachim. The Mishnah tells us on the end of yesterday's daf, Ein maftirin achra Pesach afikomen. A person is not allowed to be maftir. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Haniftar mechavero, klomar, kshiniftarin minasuuda, ein mesaimin osab afikomen. So the Mishnah seems to say that you cannot be maftir to finish the meal after Pesach, you can afikoman. So what does that mean? So the Gemara mentions a couple of different shatim. Maybe it means shalo ya'aku mechabura lechabura. After the Pesach, you cannot eat anything in a different place. Gzeira, you might come to eat the current Pesach in a different place, in two different places. Ushmuel amar kagon ur diloy li v'gozlai la'aba. It means desserts. It means dessert, that one is not allowed to have dessert after the time that one eats the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara in the continuation, so too, Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Afikomen. Right, you cannot have anything after matzah, because the matzah is a zecher to the Karban Pesach. Says the Rashi, says the Rashbam, right here. Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. Says Rashi, Shetzarach le'achol matzah b'gemara su'udah zeichel matzah ne'achelas ima Pesach. We eat matzah at the end of our su'udah b'zman hazeh as a zecher to the Karban Pesach. Just like the Karban Pesach was eaten al hasova, so too, we eat the matzah al hasova. Remember the Tosfos that we had back on Daf Ayin, where Tosfos discussed that the idea of not breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach is related to al hasova, right? The Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi, "Dha de Pesach nechal al hasova, hayna midrabanan gzeira mishum shviras etzem." Right? If we eat the Karban Pesach quickly, right away, so not al hasova, so then we might come to break the bones because we're going to eat it ravenously. But if we eat it at the end of the suda when we're not so hungry, so then we're going to eat it much more slowly, and therefore we won't come to Shviras Etzem. So that's an important Yerushalmi, the Tosfos quotes back on Daf Ayin, that the whole idea of Nechal al-Asova is Gzeir Mishum Shviras Etzem. But, says the Gemara here, that we're not allowed to eat after the matzah, which is a zecher to the Karban Pesach, v'zuhi matzah ha-betzua, shanu ochlin ba'achrona, this matzah that is broken, right, that we split already by yachatz, that we eat at the end, l'shem chovas matzah, osa shalah achar achila. V'yal karchenu, that is the Iker Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, says Rashi. V'yal karchenu, anu mevarchel achilas matzah barishona. Even though that's true, the Birchas HaMitzvah on this matzah is way before. It's all the way at the beginning of the Suda, before we eat the first Kazayis HaMatzah. Afo b'she'eno ba'al l'shem chova. Even though that original matzah is not l'shem, the Iker chova of matzah, right? It's coming to eat with the maror. But that is not the Iker Mitzvah. Matzah, Iker Mitzvah Matzah is at the end with the Karban Pesach, or as a Zecher to the Karban Pesach. Why do we make the bracha beforehand? So that's like Rav Chisda earlier. Because Amar Rav Chisda La'el, like Rav Chisda said earlier, Rav Chisda said on Daf Kuf Tezvav, where there we had a Machlokes Amoraim. When one has the same vegetable for Karpas and for Maror, when do you make the bracha of Alachilas Maror? So if you're not having Maror originally, you're having a celery, or you're having potato, or you're having something else, that's not, you can't use that for Maror. So you just have to say Bari Pri Adama, Kadesh Yishalatinokos, and then later on when you eat Maror, you say the bracha of Alachilas Maror. But if you have the same vegetable, so that is a machlokas tanoim, what are you supposed to do? Right, that's on kuf yud dalar mabes. Pshita hecha di'ika shar yirakos. Mavarach ha-shar yirakos ber priyadama va'achil, vada mavarach ha-lachil es marar va'achil. Fine, but hecha deleka elachasa, if you only have marar, you only have the vegetable of romaine lettuce, mai, what do you do? So Amar Avuna, Avuna says nothing. Mavarach me'ikara marar ber priyadama va'achil. You do what we do now, even with a different vegetable. You make a Bari Pri Adama, Lubasama Varchala, Alachilas Marar, Vachil. And then you say the Bracha of Achilas Marar afterwards, Vachil, and then you eat it. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. And Maskav Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, no, you can't do that. La'acha Shemile Kreso, Heimenu, Choser Mevarachalaha. After you eat a whole amount of romaine lettuce, so then you don't say Alachilas Marar, and then only later. Rav Chizda says, no, if you can have the same vegetable, Elam Rav Chizda, Meikar Mevarachaleha Bari Pri Adama. Vi Alachilas Marar. You make both brachas at the beginning by karpas. You say al achilas marer, ula achil, ula basof achil, achilas chasa b'lo bracha. And later on, even though the later on is the ikar mitzvah, then you're going to eat it without a bracha. So Rashi and the Rashbam both quote that here regard to matzah also. The Gemara only has it by maror, but Rashi and the Rashbam quoted here by matzah. Hachanami says Rashi got me matzah. Same thing by matzah. We eat matzah at the beginning of the su'udah, but that's really the secondary mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is zecher to the Karban Pesach at the end. We only make the bracha by achilas matzah earlier because that is what we are coming in contact with first. Again, now read the Rashbam. V'yal karcheinu anu mevarchem al achilas matzah barishona. Af al pi she'ein al hashem chovah. Even though it's not a chovah, kedam Rav Chisel el gabi marar. Shalach shibu lekresu mivena hechozer mevarach alav, hilchel mevarach at shavayu bereisha, v'hadar achel matzah b'achrona. V'yachar osa matzah, and after that second matzah that we eat at the end, ein niftaran mimena b'achilos davar acher. You cannot eat anything afterwards. Shalosh shakech ta'ama, so that we don't forget its time, the time of the matzah has to stay with us. U'matzah b'zman hazeh ayri. And the Rashbam adds, we're talking about matzah b'zman hazeh. Doleka pesach b'hadar. There's no Karban Pesach with that matzah. If it's the Karban Pesach, then you don't need Shmuel to tell me, ein maftir nachar matzah afikomen. Racha behed yitzan, ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. Vayinu achar pesach, u'matzah haneh echeles ibo. So Shmuel is talking about b'zman hazeh. Because Bizman HaMikdash, obviously, the same din that applies to the matzah would apply to the Pesach, would apply to the matzah, because you eat it together. Rabbeinu David here even quotes that Bizman HaBayis, maybe they didn't even eat the matzah at the beginning. L'shem the mitzvah, says the Rabbeinu David. V'chein hayu noagin ba'oso zman, shelo le'echol matzos ha-mitzvah, v'hamorar, Adla Acher Asuda. Maybe they eat other types of matzah that you couldn't be yotzei the mitzvah with. Maybe non-shmura. Maybe matzah ashira, according to those deos. They wouldn't eat matzah mitzvah v'amar l'acher asuda with the Karban Pesach. Shema Pesach ha'yochlen oso. Ve'ein sarach lomar l'halel, l'hilel, sh'ayukarchid b'bas achas v'ochlen. And I don't even have to tell you about, according to Hillel, where you have to eat it all together, that obviously he didn't eat it beforehand, because the Karban Pesach was only at the end. Ve'elu hein divrei ha-ga'onim zal. These are the divrei ha-ga'onim kulam. B'mei she'en lo ela kazayis echad shal matzah mishumeres, she'ochal osa achar asuda k'di lakayba mitzvah zavikomen. Let's say you only have one kazayis matzah. When do you eat it? You eat it at the beginning, you eat it at the end, says the Rabbeinu David, you eat it at the end, because that is the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah. So that is Rashi, that is the Rashbam, that is Rabbeinu David, that's the Ran, v'chulu. The Rush argues. The Rush argues here, the Rush says, in Simen Lamed Daled, after quoting these deos of the Rashbam, right, he quotes Maya Fikomen, and then he quotes Pirish Rashbam, he quotes the whole Rashbam, and then he says, after the comparison to Marar, he says, Vivkins are classic on a Mikdash, Vichulu. Then he says, Amnam Tamahani, Lama Osin Kricha Bitchila, Ya'asok Yaspik Bikricha Achrona, Zechel Mikdash. Why do we even do Zechel Mikdash Kila at the beginning? Right, we just do Zechel Mikdash Kila at the end. Right, do it with Afikomen. Hilgach Nira Li. Dosa matzah, da osa matzah, eina l'shem chova, ela ochlin osa zecha l'pesach, shayenecha l'asova b'achrona, ulefishu zecha l'pesach, yesh liten lo din ha-pesach shlo lechol achareha, vein sarach ima mora v'charosa, says the Rosh, no, the end, the last kezayis is the one that is the zecher l'pesach, the first Kazayis is the one that's Iker. And that's what we make the bracha on. You have to get into Rav Chisda. No, that's the Iker mitzvah. And that's what Tosfos says on Ardaf. Tosfos on Ardaf quotes both deus. Tosfos says, Bachrona in Barishona lo, says Tosfos, the Iker mitzvah al harishona, shehi ba'al litei avon. After all, Tosfos says, what about the beginning of the Perek? The beginning of the Perek talks about the matzah's ba'al litei avon. So that's the first kezayis. V'gam yela basof tam matzah befiv boso kezayis achron. V'yafilu emeker mitzvah achrona. Ein zetema imanu mevarchem al rishona kdi lifter amatzah shel achrona. Sharei ein levarch al achrona mishum shelachish milakreso. Quotes the same svara. Avalochi yu levarch al rishona v'tipadu achrona sheyikar mitzvah. So Tosfos quotes both deus here on daf kufchav. So that's a machlokas rishona. What is the ikar? What does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? Not 100% clear. The Rambam in Paraches Halacha Tes describes the last Kezayis and uses a strong lashon. The Rambam says, "Ubizman hazeh, ochel kezayis matzah ve'eino toim acharei klum kedei shehefzik su'udaso v'tam basar ha'pesach o matzah befiv." So you keep the tam in your mouth. She'achilasan hi ha'mitzvah. Because their achila is the mitzvah. So what's their achila? It sounds like it's going on the matzah, or it's going on the Bsar Pesach. Problem is that the Rambam earlier in Perek Zion quotes what you need haseba for and doesn't focus on that afikomen. Ve'masai tzuichan haseba b'shas achilas kezayis matzah u'b'shtiyas arba kosos ha'elu. Does not mention it. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos that the ikur is the last one because he uses that lashon achilasan hi mitzvah, but maybe that's only referring to bizban habayis, so not 100% clear. Let's talk about each of these shitos, or specifically Rov Rishon and Rashi and the Rashbam and Rabbeinu David and the Ran and others. The Mishnah tells us, again, Tosfos already alluded to this, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek already told us that you can't eat a lot of anything on Erev Pesach because one has to make sure to keep their appetite. And the language of the Gemara there that we had earlier on Tzadi Tesma Beis, the Gemara says, because Chiyuva de Matzah Belaila HaRishon Chova, right? That's the language of the Gemara. Let me just find the line. My Arya Arvei Shabbat Pesach, my Arvila Arvei Shabbat V'yom Tam Menavi V'chulu Amarvun Lotzurich Alor Rabbi Yosi. Aval Berav Pesach Mishum Chiyuva De Matzah Mode. Because in the Chiyuva Matzah Mode, he's Mode because it's the Chiyuva Matzah. What's the Chiyuva Matzah? Rashbam Chiyuva De Matzah Laila Rishon Chova. That's the Berav Tochlo Matzos. You have to make sure to have your appetite. So is that referring to the after the whole meal, you have to make sure you don't eat an Erev Pesach, so that even after your whole meal, you still have an appetite? Pashas is referring to the first one, right? Even the first one is significant, right? It seems to be, you have to say that, right? You have to say, the Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher and Shmos and Simen Chafhei explains also that it can't be a total Dvar Rishus. You can't say Al Achilas Matzah on a total Dvar Rishus. I don't know, by the Karpas, there's no Shemetz of the Maror. And you can still say al achilas maror. You can't make a birchas hamitzvah on something that's totally not related to the mitzvah, right? It has to have some level, some connection. It's not a pure dvar rishus. The chiddush is that even if I'm doing maror or matzah in an inferior way, not in the way that I'm supposed to do it, meaning with the maror or nechal al hasova or whatever, it still counts. And I'm able to do the Iker HaMitzvah later. That's what it seems to be. Says the Rav Asher Weiss there in Shmos. V'chol kavanas ha-tosfos hu. Da'av shekvar yasi dechavasa b'mitzvahs mara b'achilas ha-rishona. Even though technically you were yotze, how could it be your dvar rishus? Right? If you say the bracha of al-achilas matzah or al-achilas mara originally, it must be that that's a mitzvah. So the chiddush of Tosfos and the Rashbam and others is that even though you already semi-yotze the mitzvah, Mikomako mitzvah rabuvchar hi v'achilas morer achar matzah. Koshin emra amatzahs amurim yochlu. V'yashik far yasi dechovaso. Mikomako lo hisid b'kach es hageder dilechadchila. You didn't lose out the fact that you can still do it in a lechadchila way. V'inyan zem is kayim b'achilaso ashniya acharei achilas matzah. V'betchim b'tchiyah shofar. Even though you did tekiyas de miyushav, which is a b'dievet type of way, it's only for the zakedim and the cholim, still you could do the tekiyas de me'ubad afterwards, but make the bracha of letzkoa kol shofar, or l'shmoa kol shofar, originally. That seems to be the chiddush, but again, it can't be a total dvar rishus. Even though they all say the ikar mitzvah is the later one, the first one has to be somewhat of a mitzvah too, in order to allow you to make the bracha. And the question the achronim ask is this against Reb Chaim? Or is this against the Briska Rav? What's Reb Chaim and the Briska Rav? So they quote from Reb Chaim, many quote the story of Reb Chaim and the two Esrogim. Right, you have two Esrogim in front of you. One of them is Vadei Kosher. One of them is a Vadei Kosher Esrog, but it's not Mehudar. It's not a beautiful one. It's kosher, but it's not Mehudar. And they have another Esrog that's gorgeous, amazing, so beautiful Mehudar, but it's a Safek Kashrus. Maybe it's a Morkav. So you have these two Esrog in front of you. So what do? Which do you shake? Right, so let's say you're trying to shake both. So you want to make sure that, you cover your bases. So which do you shake first? Which do you shake first? So one might say, well, you shake the one that's Vadei Kosher first, because you don't want to have sick, right? Shake the one that's Vadei Kosher, and then you could do the one that's Safek, but it's a Mehudar. Says Reb Chaim, no. Because once you did the mitzvah, you're done. You're done. So it says Reb Chaim, you dafka have to shake, pick up the one that's suffik kosher, and that's muder. If it's kosher, then beautiful. You did the mitzvah behidura. If it's not kosher, then it's still tsarich of what you're doing. It's not a hefsik. You're trying to do the mitzvah, and therefore you should pick up the one that is suffik kosher first. That's Reb Chaim, right? Or the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav in Hilchas Mila. Remember the Briska Rav that talks about the machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, about tzitzin she'einan ma'akvin. The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, if somebody is mal and does what he has to do in terms of removing the foreskin, but there is certain tzitzin, she'einan ma'akvin asamila, tzitzin that even if you don't take them off, if you don't cut them off or pull them back, the mila is still kosher, he's not an RL, but you're supposed to take them off. So the Gemara says you only take them off while you're involved in the mila. But Piresh, once you stop doing the mila, then you don't go back for the tzitzin she'einan ma'akvin. Rashi says one word, bishabbos. That's talking about on Shabbos. Meaning when it's not Shabbos, you could go back. What's the problem? Go back to take off the tzitzis and ma'akvin. There's no counter pressure. On Shabbos, where you have a heter of doing the mitzvah of Docha Shabbos, you could only go for the tzitzis and ma'akvin when you're osik in the Maisa Mila itself. But if you look in the Rambam does not quote this by Shabbos. The Rambam just quotes this halacha. Why? Says the Briska Rav. The Rambam holds that tzitzis and ma'akvin, that's part of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah. And there's no concept of hidur mitzvah separate from the mitzvah itself. When you're involved in the mitzvah, then you could be mahadir achara mitzvah. Fine. But once you finish the mitzvah, and now to go back, there's no concept. You yotzei the mitzvah already, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. So again, both Reb Chaim regarding Esrogim and the Briska Rav his son regarding Mila, they both say once you've done the mitzvah, then there's no concept of doing it again for the Hidur Mitzvah. So is that against this idea of Rashi and Rashbam and how the Minchas Asher explain them? That you have to say the first part is the mitzvah too, or else you wouldn't be making the bracha of al achilas matzah or al achilas marer. And the chiddush is that you can still do it in a more lachachila way, you know, afterwards, even though you've already been yotzei. So is this chiddush of the Rishonim against this discussion of the Salvechiks? So, you know, one could say maybe not. No, there's a difference between Reb Chaim and the Briska Rav's case and our case. Reb Chaim and the Briska Rav's case is a Hidur Mitzvah discussion. Hidur Mitzvah specifically might be external to the Mitzvah itself. Oh, we get a big discussion in Hidur Mitzvah, but it could be that once you've done the Mitzvah, Hidur Mitzvah is something external and separate. Lechadchila, doing a Mitzvah in a Lechadchila way, not Hidur Mitzvah. But doing it in a lachadchila way, matzos umrom yochluhu, or ala sova, that's not hidur mitzvah. That's a din in the mitzvah. That's a din in the mitzvah. So that could be different. A din in the mitzvah you might be able to get even after you've done the mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah maybe you can't, because that's mahadir achra mitzvah. But to do it in a different lachadchila way, that could be different. Or the other way to look at it is, I think we've had a shiur about this in the past, and that is maybe the achilos of matzah or the achilos of marar shouldn't be looked at as two separate acts. And this we've quoted in the past, and that is sometimes when the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah in a minimal, to do a mitzvah, I could do it in a minimal way, but I also could choose to do it in a more maximal way, and the entire maisa or maisim are nechshav the mitzvah daraisa. Right, we've quoted, right, the Gemara in Maseches Brachas at the beginning of the second parak, I think, discusses Kriyashma. Brachas Daf Yudalin, right? Can you be mafsik during Kriyashma? So the Gemara says, Kriyashma, why, can you be mafsik during Hallel? And the Gemara says, let me just find the exact lashon of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bahallel u'megillah ma'oshe yafsik. Can you be mafsik between Hallel and Megillah? So the Gemara says, Kriyashma d'oraisa, you can't be posek, right? B'bnei Yira, b'bnei HaKavod, so Hallel d'Rabbanan miboy, or Pesumei Nisa's Adif. So the Gemara assumes that you can be mafsik during Kriyashma. So the question, one second, how can you be mafsik during Kriyashma? What's the mitzvah of Kriyashma? The Ramban says only the first pasuk is the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Rashi says the first parsha, Bali Tosfos say even the first two, the Rambam says all three, but the Ramban says only the first pasuk, you can't be mafsik during the first pasuk. What's the answer? Explains the Netziv. Because even the Ramban agrees that the minimal way of doing Kriyashma is the first pasuk. But if I choose to do it in a more maximal way, including first parsha, second parsha, third parsha, that all's nechshav, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, on a daraisa level. because I have that ability. Or by shofar, right? The question of the Rishonim in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, how can we blow so many kolos? Isn't it Bal Tosif? So Tosfos says you can never do Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah more than once. And the Rashba, you can't violate Bal Tosif by listening to the Rabbanon. But maybe the real answer is the Lavush. In Tavkuf Pehei says, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how many times you have to blow. It just says, Yom Trua Yelachem. It should be a day of Trua. Whatever you blow is a day of Trua. Right? So you have that by Shofar. You have that by Kriyashma. Maybe you even have that by Matzah. Right? Because the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Chamitzu Matzah is, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah tonight. Once you eat a kezias, then you're Yotzi the mitzvah. So it's Mefurish, any matzah you eat. So, even if you want to say generally, you can't do hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah. But here, everything of the night is considered part of the mitzvah. Even if the ikur might be done a little later, still it's all part of the mitzvah. And therefore, that's how it might be looked at. And different than the case of the two esrogim. And therefore, there is no chilek, there is no machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav's case and our case here, because here you can look at it all as one big mitzvah. Okay, we'll have to stop here on Psachim Kufchaf.